We now turn to Maine, where a key U.S. Senate race is already heating up more than a year before next year's midterm election. Today, the state's Democratic Governor Janet Mills announced she's entering the contest to defeat Republican Senator Susan Collins. Here she is in an announcement video.
I won't sit idly by while Maine people suffer and politicians like Susan Collins bend a knee as if this were normal. My life's work has prepared me for this fight, and I'm ready to win.
Mills was a top recruit for Senate Democratic leaders, who believe she's their best chance to defeat Collins and help them regain the majority. But her candidacy also comes as progressive Democrats are mounting insurgent campaigns that could lead to difficult primary contests. Steve Missler from member station Maine Public has been covering this, and he joins us now. Hi, Steve.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Can you start by telling us a little bit about Governor Mills and why she decided to run?
Sure. Well, Mills is toward the end of her final term and remains relatively popular. She'll be 78 in December, so the idea that she would want to enter a grueling race against Collins seemed pretty far-fetched when the speculation about her candidacy began. And that really happened after she attended a conference at the White House in February. There, she was confronted by President Trump over transgender athletes, and he essentially demanded that Maine comply with his executive order, banning them from participating on girls' sports teams.
Your population doesn't want men playing in women's sports, so you better comply because otherwise you're not getting any federal funding. Every state, good, I'll see you in court. I look forward to that. That should be a real easy one.
And that exchange really put Mills in the national spotlight, right?
Yeah, that's right. The governor suddenly became this sort of resistance hero for Democrats. And that's one of the reasons why the confrontation was featured so prominently in the governor's announcement video. And in Mills' telling, it crystallized this need to get in the race against Collins, who she says hasn't done enough to fight Trump.
Now, before Mills even gets a shot at Collins, she's going to have to get through what is now a pretty crowded Democratic field. That could expose some intra-party tensions. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so we're seeing this trend in several states where working-class populists are launching bids for Congress and sometimes challenging candidates who are recruited by Democratic leaders. And that's especially true in Maine, where political newcomer Graham Plattner, a military veteran and oyster farmer, has made a big splash since entering the race in August. He was recruited by labor activists and quickly endorsed by Senator Bernie Sanders, who gave him a prime speaking spot at a Labor Day rally in Portland. And he's really tried to channel this anger in the Democratic base, not just at Trump or Republicans, but also party leaders.
We have two parties that want the votes of working people, but neither has done anything lately to earn it.
So Platt has tried to frame Mills as sort of a proxy for what he describes as establishment Democrats just being out of touch with what voters want.
And just to be clear, Senator Collins hasn't officially announced that she's seeking re-election, but she would be seeking her sixth term if she does, right?
Correct. And by all indications, Collins looks ready to run. She's also a tough campaigner. She's beaten back every challenger Democrats have thrown at her, including in 2020, when they helped break a state record for spending in a Senate race, only to then lose by more than 8 points. So it'll be a tough race for whichever candidate emerges as the pick for Dems.
Steve Missler from member station Maine Public. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.